Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Okay, well today we're continuing on our story of Roxy and Shia traveling through time. And yesterday we learned that they're on another adventure.
Right, and this time they go a long, long time back to, when we say the ancient times.
Okay.
And so of course they land there. They have to figure out where they are.
Right. So they don't know where they are right away, but they do see someone. So they go over to him. They say, "Excuse me.
Hello."
What does the man say, though?
He doesn't really say anything at first. But you know why? That's because he was reading a book. And he was really, really interested in this book. And they later find out that this book that he was reading was written by his teacher.
That's right. Now, we learned that his teacher is Confucius. And we know that Confucius is a wise teacher from a long, long time ago. So let's find out if Roxy and Shia learn anything from him right now.
Meeting the Master Teacher.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia meet Confucius and tell him about themselves.
Your story is very interesting.
Can you help us get back to our real time?
You will get there in the end. It's okay to go slowly. You just need to keep going.
So we should enjoy and learn along the way?
Yes, and always enjoy the experience. Learn about people and places.
Well, thank you for your help.
We should wish you a happy birthday as well.
How did you know?
The date on my watch is September 28th. That's Teacher's Day.
So my birthday is now Teacher's Day. That's nice to know.
Teacher!
Good luck to you both.
Roxy and Shia get back into their time machine.
Story. The father reads his children a story every night. The father reads his children a story every night. Wish. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year. Birthday. Let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday. Let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday. Watch. Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time. Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time.
Okay, let's begin today's article with another scenario. The article is going to tell us what Roxy and Shia are up to. Here it says, Roxy and Shia meet Confucius and tell him about themselves. Now, when you tell someone about yourself, you give the other person information about you. Mm-hmm. That could be how old you are, where you're from, what kind of things you like, and what kind of things you like to do.
Mm-hmm. We call that an introduction.
That's right.
So we can say self-introduction, so mm-hmm. you're talking about yourself. So mm-hmm. maybe if I were to meet new people for the first time, I would say, Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm mm-hmm. from where? I'm from blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
You tell a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much, though. All right, so next, let's continue reading. The article says, we meet Confucius, and he mm-hmm. finally says, your story is very interesting. What does that mean? Yeah. So wise. I don't know what that means.
It's wise, and he's wise already.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, he says, your story is very interesting. Let's first take a look at our word power word story. It's spelled S-T-O-R-Y, story. A story is a noun, and it is a description that tells how something happened. Now, we read a lot of stories. For example, maybe you've read this one, Charlotte's Web. It tells you about a girl and how she saves a pig, and the pig becomes her friend. And then we also read the story about, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Alice in Wonderland. Those are called stories. Now, we can also tell a story about something that happened to you or to someone else. I can say, let me tell you a story about what happened today. Maybe something funny happened to me. Maybe something bad happened to me. I'm telling you a story. Or we can say, she told me a story about your Christmas tree. Where did the Christmas tree come from? Stuff like that. Now let's take a look at our word power sentence. We say, the father reads his children a story every night. The father reads his children a story every night.
Okay, so Confucius is really interested in Roxy and mm-hmm. Shia's story, probably because they came there in a time machine.
Mm.
And as always, Shia is worried about getting home. He asks Confucius, can you help us get back to our real time? Now let's talk about using the word help in sentences. When we use a subject, like a person, after the word help, we have to follow it with a verb. Sometimes we use to in front of this verb, but usually we just drop the to. So you can say, Johnny helped his mother do the dishes. Or, Johnny helped his mother to do the dishes.
So Shia always wants to go mm-hmm. home. He wants to make sure he can get back. I think he was scared from his previous
right.
adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what Confucius is. Maybe he's wise enough to help them figure out the time machine.
Right.
And he says to them, you will get there in the end.
Oh,
another deep thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deep conversation from Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the end, it means after a period of time. So towards the end, eventually, mm-hmm. he says you will get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so confusing.
So he's not telling him how he'll get there, but that he will get there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Confucius has some wise advice. I think this is a pretty wise answer. He believes that Roxy and Shia will get back home. However, he also says, it's okay to go slowly. You just need to keep going.
So deep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next, Roxy then says, so we should enjoy and learn along the way. Okay, so Roxy is actually quite wise as well.
Right.
I think she understands what Confucius is saying. So
that's right.
You don't have to be in a rush to go back home now.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy this journey of time traveling, because I
right.
think they get to meet a lot of cool people.
Right, and that's the same for life as well.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't rush to get to the end. Enjoy the life you live
mm-hmm.
and the things you do in it. This is a very wise message.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's find out what Confucius says to Roxy. He says, yes. So he's saying, yes, you should enjoy the journey and learn along the way. And always enjoy the experience. Learn about people and places. Now, this is very good advice. Like we said, you should always try to learn from the things that you see and you do, and from the people you meet. Everything and everyone has something to teach you.
Ah, so Confucius is so wise. Mm-hmm. I finally understand what he means by that now.
Me too.
All right, so next, Shia then says, well, thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing to say. It's very polite. We know that he's in a hurry to get home, but they're not quite ready to leave yet. That's because Roxy says, we should wish you a happy birthday as well.
Oh.
Not Shia, Confucius.
Mm.
Okay, now we need to talk about two words in that sentence. The first one is the word wish. Here, wish is a verb, and it's spelled W-I-S-H, wish. Let's find out more about it now.
We're talking about the verb wish. When you wish something for somebody, you hope that they will have happiness or good health or other kinds of good things in their life. We can also use wish in this way as a noun, but we use it as a plural noun. If you send someone your best wishes, you are saying that you hope they are happy and healthy and that you are thinking about them. Let's use wish as the verb in an example sentence. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year. Let's say it one more time. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year.
So we saw that Roxy wished Confucius a happy birthday.
Yeah, we hear this word a lot as well, birthday. Let's figure out what it means. It's first spelled B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, birthday. Birthday is made up of two words, so you add birth and day, you put it together. Now, it's a noun and it means the day when someone is born. So, for example, it is Ryan's birthday on Saturday, meaning he was born on this month, on this date. Or we can also say the company is celebrating its fifth birthday. It means the company has been up and running for 5 years already. So it's fifth birthday. Now let's use it in an example sentence. We can say, let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday. Let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday.
So Roxy and Shia want to wish Confucius a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But they only just met Confucius.
Yeah.
Now, Confucius is a little bit confused, and that's not easy for a wise man. So he asks them, how did you know?
So we had a tough question. Mm-hmm. Maybe Roxy is very wise, but actually she says, the date on my watch is September 28th. That's Teacher's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, no wonder. So she has a watch, and that is our word power word. Now, watch is spelled W-A-T-C-H, watch. It's a noun and it means something that you wear on your hand and it tells you the time. Now, a long time ago, people used to have something called a pocket watch where you put in the pockets of your jackets. Now, a lot of times people wear something called a wrist watch. So it's a watch that you wear on your wrist, which is right here. But the one we put on the wall to tell time is not called a watch. A lot of people get it confused. It's actually called a clock. So a watch is something that we use on our hands over here, and a clock is something that you put on the wall. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time. Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time.
All right, so we saw that Roxy is wearing a watch, and her watch says it's September 28th.
Mm.
Now, as we all know, September 28th is Teacher's Day. Okay, so now Confucius, he gets it. He knows why she knows why it's his birthday. So he says, so my birthday is now Teacher's Day. That's nice to know.
It's good to hear that after a long time, you're celebrated as someone like really special.
Right.
So he must feel really, really good about that.
Yeah, he's been special for a really long time. He even has his own day.
All right, so let's take a look at the article. And then it says, Roxy and Shia both say, goodbye, teacher. So they're saying goodbye to Confucius.
Mm-hmm. That means they're getting back into their time machine, but they're not quite finished yet. Confucius has one last thing to say to them. He says, good luck to you both. Now, luck is a noun, and it means the things that happen to you that you do not plan. Now, these things happen by chance, so we don't know that they're going to happen. We can have good luck, that's when good things happen to you, but we can also have bad luck, which is when bad things happen to you.
Mm-hmm. So Confucius wishes them good luck. He hopes that good things happen to them.
That's right.
And then we finish off the article with a scenario, and we see that Roxy and Shia get back into their time machine, because it's time for them to say goodbye and go all to their next place.
Okay, well, that's all the time we've got to learn about Roxy and Shia's visit with Confucius. Hopefully, they're a little bit wiser. I think they'll try to learn a lot from the other people they meet on their time travels. But where will they end up next? You'll have to find out next month. So for now, stay tuned for today's Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点!
Welcome to today's Magic Box. I'm Winnie. 今天要帮大家整理 help 的用法。 没错 ，help H-E-L-P 就这简单的四个字母。不过其实日常生活中啊，因为很常需要帮忙，尤其是看到我们这个 help 这个动词后面呢，它可以接受词，比如说帮助人 help me help her， 或是 help the poor help the old lady 等等的，就后面直接加帮助受词。如果你要帮助某人做某事，我们知道一般动词如果要接两个动词，中间呢可以用 to 这个不定词连接。不过因为 help 实在是太常用了，习惯上呢，我们就会直接省略中间的 to。所以啦，如果我们直接跳结论，就是 help 后面可以直接接原形动词。So let's make some examples. I helped the teacher to hand out the test paper. 或者你可以说 I helped the teacher hand out the test paper. 我帮老师把考卷发下去，可以直接省略这个 to， 然后变成 hand out。 或是 my brother helped me fix my bike. My brother helped me fix my bike. 我哥哥帮我修脚踏车。那如果是帮忙做某件事情，后面要加名词的话呢，我们可以用 with 这个介系词 help somebody with something. I asked my friend to help me with my homework. I asked my friend to help me with my homework. 请我的朋友来帮助我做作业啦。甚至呢 help 本身其实就可以当名词啦，比如说 ask for help 请人帮忙，或者是呢 thanks for your help 谢谢你的帮忙。这样啦就是名词的用法啦。So are you ready for the most exciting part? A little quiz. 他帮我挑选要穿什么去派对。 She what to wear to the party? 帮我挑选衣服，英文该怎么说呢？
The answer is, she helped me choose what to wear to the party.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time. Ooh. As you can see, we've got our special whiteboard here and some markers. Today, we're going to play a picture game. Okay, so we have some word power words that are pretty easy to draw, even for me. And if you know my drawing, you know it's not great. So, actually, that's why I'm going to get Tiffany to draw first.
Okay.
Okay, so she's going to think of a word power word and draw something for me to guess the word power word.
Yeah, you guys can try to guess as well.
That's right. What color would you like?
I'll choose this one. I think it'll be easier for you guys to see.
That's right.
All right, so let me get ready.
What do you think she's going to draw? Oh, she's not going to show it to me. Okay. Okay,
You'll see it later.
Let's think about our word power words. We have story. We have wish. We have birthday. And we have watch. So I think it will be one of those words. Now, I can't see what she's drawing, but I think it's going to be easy to guess.
Oh, I think this is quite easy.
It's a cake. And when do you have cake? on your birthday.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Yeah, an easy one for you.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
I've got an easy one too. Could you hold this?
Of course.
Okay.
Let's see what Aaron's going to draw for me.
I'm going to draw it like this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if I can draw upside down.
The circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a face. No.
It's not a... Well, it's kind of a face.
A clock?
No.
Oh, I get it now. So these are the straps, right, that you put around your hand. So it is a watch.
That's right. All right. Well, as you can see, my drawing was not too bad today. You can guess what it is. All right. That's all the time we've got to draw pictures for you. You guys can draw pictures with your friends and even tell your teacher about this fun game. You can play it in your classrooms, too. Okay, well, that's all the time we've got for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Meeting the Master Teacher.
Roxy and Shia meet Confucius and tell him about themselves.
Your story is very interesting.
Can you help us get back to our real time?
You will get there in the end. It's okay to go slowly. You just need to keep going.
So we should enjoy and learn along the way?
Yes, and always enjoy the experience. Learn about people and places.
Well, thank you for your help.
We should wish you a happy birthday as well.
How did you know?
The date on my watch is September 28th. That's Teacher's Day.
So my birthday is now Teacher's Day. That's nice to know.
Bye, teacher!
Good luck to you both.
Roxy and Shia get back into their time machine.
Story. Story. The father reads his children a story every night. The father reads his children a story every night. Wish. Wish. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year. Anna kissed her children and wished them a happy new year. Birthday. Birthday. Let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday. Let's hold a surprise party for Elizabeth's birthday. Watch. Watch. Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time. Kevin looked at his watch to find out the time.